Well, then, it is just 5 p.m. or thereabouts. Time for American Air Radio. 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD is what you are listening to or what you've tuned into. And the people you've happened upon is myself, Thomas Ryan, and my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan.
I am in the house.
Doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing at the board. But don't be afraid to talk, Heidi. It's always good. Everybody always says that they miss it. I get a lot of comments. How come
Heidi
doesn't say
more?
Well,
you have so much to say that I just try and stay out of your way.
And actually,
put it that way.
It might help me every now and then because it'll break up some of my monotony. You never know.
You never know.
Now, we have been talking for, well, over a decade now about albums. And we're going to continue to do so probably for another decade. We've already reached the halfway point on our top 500 of the top 40 albums. And we're pushing well into the second half now. Not there yet with the alternative top 40 albums, which is to say the albums that did not make the top 40. But this is the era where we begin to catch up with that. In 1977, things begin to change. And we're talking about an album today that was released in July of 1977. So it is now, legitimately, you can say that this is a 49-year-old album. And it, when I say it's an alternative album, in this case, it only reached number 146 on the pop charts. It's by Peter Tosh, and it's called Equal Rights. Now, of course, what was that about?
I thought you wanted to play the song.
Oh, that was too good. I got a long intro here, babe. Oh. And then I can talk a little bit less. But when I think of Peter Tosh, it's like words that come
excited.
To my
I was like, wow, we're getting a short intro today. We're going to play some music.
Oh, if you do that, we'll be done at like 5:42 or something.
Hip, hip, hooray.
So anyway, when I think of Peter Tosh, certain words come to mind, like harsh, pedantic, angry. All of these words can be ascribed to Peter Tosh's songwriting. Truthful, righteous, powerful. So, you know, those words work for him too. So, I mean, perhaps the most famous album he ever recorded is called Legalize It, A Pain to Marijuana. But that subject matter is downright simplistic when compared with the overriding message of the album we're going to cover today, Equal Rights. The man who wrote 400 years as a member of the Wailers in regard to the America's atrocious record regarding civil rights and slavery returns to the same topicality here with an entire album that angrily addresses an undeniable truth. It's a message that most people of European heritage might not want to hear, and this may be how we unconsciously managed to sublimate his message and thus prevented him from being a superstar like his bandmate Bob Marley. Marley's message was easier to swallow, and most of the white people who appreciated Marley treated his catalog almost as if it were intended to be feel-good summer music a la Jimmy Buffett, which, by the way, is a gross distortion of his underlying message that it kind of turns my stomach to even mention the degree of ignorance that is often applied to his songs. There was no such watering down of Peter Tosh's music, though, simply because his intent was impossible to ignore or deny. The song titles on this album speak for themselves. Get Up, Stand Up, which was written by Tosh with Bob Marley and was made famous when Peter Tosh was in the Wailers with Bob Marley. Songs like Down Presser Man, Equal Rights, and Apartheid. These are the songs we're going to hear today. And they are every bit as strident as their titles suggest. But the message holds strong, even after decades of change, and especially when most of that change amounted to little more than appeasement. Stepping Razor is probably the central track here, a stern warning that things may go horribly wrong if Tosh does not receive equitable treatment. He sounds dangerous, too, and convincing. Musically, Equal Rights is a skanking dance record that is fun to listen to while its underlying message sinks in. Tracks feature the killer, definitive Jamaican rhythm section of Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare, with Erlindo on keys, while pairing Donald Kinsey and Mikey Chung on guitar for good measure. Former partner Bunny Wailer also chips in to help with vocal duties. Now, after the release of Equal Rights, Tosh would find himself all over FM radio in the late 70s, duetting with Mick Jagger on the song Don't Look Back. It seemed as though he just might have a path to superstardom after all. However, in 1987, all hope was swept away when he was pointlessly murdered by thugs during a house robbery, taking away one of the world's strongest and most effective voices for race relations. You can hit that button now, Heidi. The opening track is Get Up, Stand Up.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. You preach a man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. You are dopey and you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold, and half a story has never been told. So now we see the light, we gonna stand up for our rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Brothers, stand up for your rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Sisters, don't give up the fight. I'm begging you to get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. I said don't give up the fight. Cause you know most people think a great God will come from the skies and take away every little thing and left everybody dry. But if you know what life is worth, for yours right here on earth. And now we see the light, we gonna stand up for our rights. Come on, get up, stand up. Don't make them push you around. Stand up for your rights. Come on, brothers, get up, stand up. Be brave now, don't give up the fight. I say get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Don't let them hold you. Stand up. Don't give up to the fight. Sick and tired of this game of technology. Humbly asking Jesus for his mercy. We know and we understand. Almighty Jah is a living man. You fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And now we see the light. Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Come on, our brothers, get up, stand up. I said, don't give up the fight. Don't let them push you. I say, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Come on, our sisters, get up, stand up.
See, that's a song that we've already covered with Bob Marley and the Wailers. But it's interesting, though, that with that version, when Marley sings it, it sounds a little bit lighter, you know, almost graceful. And think about this now. I mean, when Bob Marley did release his version, he kept the name Bob Marley and the Wailers. In the meantime, though, Peter Tosh had left the band because he was very unhappy with Island Records in the way that they were basically, Chris Blackwell was totally enamored with Bob Marley, but he didn't seem to be so much so with the other two guys. And he knew that they were a little bit tougher and they were making demands that Chris Blackwell wasn't interested in. So that's what more or less caused the band to break up. And Peter Mosh ended up coming out on his own eventually, with this album being released on Columbia Records, which is obviously pretty darn great. I mean, one of the most biggest labels in America. Also EMI, which is probably the British release. And when he sings it, though, it's you can hear what I mean about like this. It's much harsher. He sounds angry. Bob Marley didn't sound quite as angry, but also he sounds powerful and righteous. And that's what I like about Peter Tosh. The next track is a pretty good example of that as well. It's called, and again, the topic is, again, very similar. It's called Down Presser Man. You can run, but you can't hide.
press a man. Down press a man. Down press a man. Way down press a man. Where you gonna run to? Down press a man. I don't know where you gonna run to. All along that day, down press a man. You can't run, you can't ride, Ja Ja. A bar, he can drink some devil soup. Can't bribe him around the corner. Can't test him fate. Down press a man, Lord. Down press a man. I said down press a man. Don't run. Down press a man. Down press a man. Where you gotta run? Man. You can't bribe no one. Them no one no money. They run left money. Cause money get funny.
Why down presser man? Well, if you're the Rastafari, you want to say words that relate to what it is that you're trying to say. And if you said oppressor, it sounds like you're doing something good for somebody. You're upping them. So he says, no, we are downpressor man. You push us down. So that's what that's about. The thing is, like, if you were to follow the history, Peter Tosh really deserves a credit for perhaps being one of the most important people for inventing reggae. He was the first person to basically pick up a guitar and learn to play it in a band with Bob Marley and Bunny Wailer. And in fact, what the story goes, that he had actually seen a man playing a guitar when he was a child. And the guy kept playing the same song over and over again. And he was so entranced by it that he watched. And then he asked if he could take the guitar. And when he did, he played the song back to the man. And the man said, oh, how long have you been playing the guitar? Who taught you? And he said, you just did. Pretty amazing. So then, of course, when he took that talent and he brought it with him when they formed the Wailing Wailers. And he was really the, of the three of them, he was the only one who could play an instrument. And he's responsible for songs like, not solely, but he was most responsible for songs like Simmer Down, Soul Rebel, Small Axe, Dopey Conqueror. For a lot of that time, Bob Marley left the island of Jamaica. He was working in a car factory in America for a while. During that time, it was Peter and Bunny who became Rastafari. And when Bob came back, they let him back into the band as a singer because Peter was still trying to writing many of the songs and playing guitar. So he was pretty much starting as the leader. But when they finally got time for them, like in the early 70s, and they began to get famous, and when they went to Island Records, that's when things began to not work out the way that he wanted it to be. Chris Blackwell refused to issue his first solo album, the album before this, when he wanted to release it in 1974. So Tosh said, I quit. I'm done with this. And he walked away. And then he changed, just the way he said Downpressor Man instead of Oppressor Man, he changed Blackwell's name to Whitewurst. So he started, that's what he called him from that point forward. Now let's get to the next track. It's, of course, from the same album, Side One. This is called, I love this song, I Am That I Am.
To live up to your expectations, neither are you here to live up to mine. Yeah.
fine. I said, I am that I am, I am, I am, I am. My character. Don't belittle my authority. It's time you recognize my quality. I said I am that I am. I said I am that I am, I am, I am, I am. I am that I am, I am, I am, I am. I am that I am, I am, I am, I am. I am a rock of ages you cannot move by at all. I am the son of lightning you cannot move by. I'm the son of Moses, you can't move higher. I am the son of David, you cannot move higher. I'm a firm like thunder, you cannot move higher. That come with his and he can move out.
So you'll understand why I was using some of the words that I was using to explain him earlier about being pedantic. Maybe, I don't want to say thick-headed because I kind of love what he's about. But, you know, pedantic and harsh and angry do definitely apply. Now, his first album was called Legalize It, obviously a song about marijuana. And he got into trouble with that in Jamaica because he would make it quite openly public that he would smoke. In fact, he was at it was called the One Love Peace Concert in Jamaica in 1978. And he came on stage while Michael Manley was in the audience, who was running the country. And he lit a spliff and he started like demeaning the politicians for not enacting legislation that made it legal to smoke marijuana. Well, that went over really badly because it was only a matter of days before he found himself getting arrested in police custody. He got beaten pretty badly while he was in police custody, saying that they broke his hand and head injuries and everything, stitches. The thing is, he was a fighter and he didn't stop. I could keep going on. And it's songs like this. This next song, I think it's the best, one of my favorite reggae songs of all time. because it is sounds so believable and true. And he sings it brilliantly. It's a song that was credited to Joe Gibbs, but then recredited to Peter Tosh. So I can't tell you who actually wrote it. I don't know. But I can tell you that it is called Stepping Razor.
My size, I'm dangerous. Said I'm dangerous. I'm like a walking razor. Don't you watch my size? I'm dangerous. Dangerous. If you are a bully, treat me good. If you are a bully, I beg you, treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor. Don't the stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you are a jockey, nobody jockey for me. If you are a jockey, nobody jockey for me. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, I'm so dangerous. Like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you eat asphalt, you treat me good. If you drink lead soup, you better treat me good. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. Like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size, I'm dangerous, dangerous. If you a bull bucker, nobody buck from me, yeah. If you a dumpy, away from me. I'm like a stepping razor, don't you watch my size.
Tribulation with I watch you. I'm like, I know. what only your name would be here to represent you. Drink lead soup.
So watch my size, dangerous, which is true. Unfortunately, if you're a person who can make people feel that you're dangerous, you sometimes end up being the one who is in danger. And unfortunately, that is definitely what happened in terms of Peter Tosh. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But he would do things that would just make people incredibly angry because he just felt like he thought that he could. I don't even understand why he couldn't to some degree. I mean, we all know the No Nukes concert that was so famous, the one featuring Bruce Springsteen, for example, as a highlight event for him. Well, Peter Tosh was part of that, but he showed up wearing Palestinian clothing. And since the time of the show was happening on the Jewish New Year, there was a lot of offense taken. Like, oh, he's obviously taking the Palestinian side of things. So in New York City, there was a big problem and there was a big controversy about it. And it got so stupid that they had to basically remove him from the movie and from the album. They took him. It was like they acted as though he was never there. Which would have been interesting because when he was there, when he was on stage, he was openly smoking marijuana the whole time he was there, being Peter Tosh. But they removed him from any of the releases. He may as well have not been there. And yet he continued to wear a Palestinian dress pretty much for the rest of his life when he went on stage. And he would often come out on a unicycle because he was quite a good unicycle rider. So fans loved that. All right, we'll flip it to the next side and we'll play two in a row. Because we can. We'll start with the track, the title track, Equal Rights, and we'll let that segue into Afrikaan.
Crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no I need equal rights.
and justice. I really need it. Equal rights and justice. Just give them my shit. Equal rights and justice. What is due to Caesar? You better give it on to Caesar. And what belongs to I and I, you better give it up to I. 'Cause I don't want no peace, and it equal rights and justice. Bottom. Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom? I don't want no peace. I want equal rights and justice. Tell me who are the criminals? I really don't see them. I don't want no peace. I need equal rights and justice. We got to get equal rights and justice. I never need no crime.
Equal rights.
Down in Angola,
equal rights
and justice. Down in Botswana,
equal rights
and justice. Down in Zimbabwe,
equal rights
and justice. Down in Rhodesia,
equal
identity of an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your complexion, there is no rejection, you're an African. Cause if your flexion high, 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 your flexion low, and if your flexion in between, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind denomination, that is only segregation, you're an African. Cause if you go to the Catholic,
you're an African.
And if you go to the Methodist,
you're an African.
And if you go to the Church of God, you're an African. So don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man, you're an African. No mind your nationality, I've got the identity of an African. Cause if you come from Brixton,
you are an African.
And if you come from Easter,
you are an African.
And if you come from Wednesday,
you are an African.
And if you come from Bronx,
you are an African.
And if you come from Brooklyn,
you are an African.
And if you come from
Peter Tosh, African.
It's amazing how some things never change.
How do you mean? In terms of like just like...
Both songs. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's really true. I mean, he had every reason to say the things that he's saying, and yet, like you said, nothing really changes. The saddest part about it is the way that he was murdered. He had gone to his home. And when he was in his house, three men, basically rude boys, pulled up to his house on motorcycles and broke in. Now, Jamaica is a dangerous place. You can't tell me otherwise. When I was there, I felt it in the air. But, I mean, and don't trust me. I mean, go ask Joe Strummer, who wrote Safe European Home, after he was in Jamaica. You know, rude boy, come from Jamaica, Rudy can't fail. He goes, I'm back at my self-European home. Don't want to go back there again. Ask, you could ask, I guess, Keith Richards the same question. I mean, they've all found out the hard way that Jamaica is a really scary, tough place. So here's Peter Tosh in his own house, and these three guys come in, and they start demanding money from him, figuring that he's a rich man, and that he'll just have to, he'll give them money. Well, he didn't have any money. At least that's what he kept saying, and they kept asking him. So then they start to torture him. Now, while he's in his house, a couple of friends show up and to say hi to Peter. Well, now they come in, and now they're gonna getting tortured, and they're being abused. And at some point, they just got stupid and reckless, and they just started shooting their guns off like madmen. They killed all three people. They killed Peter Tosh and both of his friends. And there were four other people in the house, including Tosh's common law wife, who were seriously injured. And they got nothing. They got life sentences. Actually, they got a death sentence, but then it was commuted. But, I mean, just so stupid. And to think that, you know, I think Peter Tosh was a straight speaker. And that's what I mean when I said that, you know, he talks about being a stepping razor, watch my size. I mean, sometimes when you're tough, other people want to get tough with you. And it's a sad thing to say. But we can play two more tracks. I think that this will more or less make it to the correct time. If I can come back, I will. But we'll play Ja Guide, and we'll segue that into apartheid.
Thank you. though I trod through this valley, I will fear no evil. Yea, though I trod through this valley, I will fear no evil. 'Cause I know Jah God. Fight me every day, I will fear no evil. Though my enemies set traps in my way, still I will fear no evil. Cause Jah God, Jah God, Jah God. Dig pits every day, but I don't fear no evil. Out of pity workers fight me every day, still I will fear no evil. In dark places, and I fear no evil. Destruction walk with smiling faces. Still I will fear no evil. Jaga, Jaga, Jaga.
Out me go in a Milan, digging up the pearl in a Milan. Dig out me diamond. He a go fight, 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 fight against apartheid. He got to fight, 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 fight against apartheid. You in a Milan. You build up your partner. You in a Milan. You build up your regime. You in a Milan. Only talk about justice. You in a Milan. Handing down injustice. We gonna fight, 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 fight against apartheid. For black people, you're in a Milan. You build pure prison. You're in a Milan. You build pure camp. We got to fight, 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 fight against apartheid. We gonna fight, 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 fight against apartheid. Africa is for black. Size.